Hi, I'm Jonathan Alisea, Assistant Editor at HCP Live. Welcome to Doc Talk. Months ago, at the start of the coronavirus pandemic, the world went into lockdown. But for all intents and purposes, it was business as usual for the healthcare industry, in almost all specialties. Even more, conferences went virtual, but the conversations continued. This weekend, the American Academy of Ophthalmology Conference 2020 kicks off. Not in Las Vegas, Nevada, but online. Ophthalmologists from all over the world will connect digitally to present research, exchange ideas, and share experiences. The agenda boasts robust offerings of scientific posters, live sessions, symposiums, and lectures. Topics ranging from glaucoma to age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and even emerging AIs, among others, will be covered. If there's one thing this AAO 2020 weekend proves, it's that ophthalmologists are eager to engage with their peers and immerse themselves in the buzz around their specialty. This weekend, HCP Live will be covering the latest news coming out of AAO. Coverage will feature late-breaking research as well as interviews with presenting doctors. To help HCP Live kick off the busy weekend, Dr. Edmund Choi joined me for a discussion about what to expect in AAO, as well as the significance of the virtual platform. He talked to me about a few of the studies that have caught his interest and how he plans to engage with the on-demand and live content. Enjoy. Thank you so much, Dr. Choi, for joining me today on Doc Talk. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thanks, Jonathan, for the invitation.
Of course. So this weekend is AAO virtual. Before we get into that, can you just tell me a bit about your clinical professional background? And I understand you've been on Doc Talk previously, and so it's great to have you back. But yeah, just to kind of remind our listeners sort of who you are, what you do.
Sure. Yeah, it's great to be back. Last year, I was really excited to share my experience with Academy with you guys last year, and it's a pleasure to be back again. So I'm a uveitis specialist. I'm an assistant professor at the Stein Institute at UCLA. So I see patients with intraocular inflammation, you know, all sorts of kind of inflammation of the eye. So I'm really looking forward to some of the uveitis sessions this coming meeting.
AAO is virtual this year. You know, it's a bit different from how it's run previously. Can you just say a bit more about your thoughts on that and sort of what that means for the ophthalmologists looking for their information, trying to keep up to date with the latest research in their fields?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as we all know, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has dramatically changed everything that we've done, you know, and meetings are all going virtual now. So the Academy has done a fantastic job of hosting a virtual meeting, and there's going to be live broadcasted material. These will be archived and accessible to, you know, ophthalmologists during the year as well, too. There's a virtual exposition for us to connect with folks from the industry and, you know, having a combination of kind of live discussion with live broadcast sessions is really, really helpful for everyone around the world to attend, because, you know, previously you'd have to hop on a plane, book a hotel and spend several days. But now, you know, people all over the world can tune in virtually and just log in on their computer. So I think it's made it a lot more accessible.
There are a number of big studies coming out in AAO. In particular, there are big data studies coming from the Research to Prevent Blindness /AAO Awards. Can you just talk a bit about any of the studies from there that have stood out to you?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about kind of the big data aspects of ophthalmology. As you may know, within ophthalmology, within the AAO, there's a registry for ophthalmologists to study kind of the patterns and diseases and ask questions on a national level. This is the IRIS data set. It's called the Intelligent Research Insight data set, and it's the nation's first comprehensive eye disease registry. So several investigators are granted access to the database each year, and they're able to query the database and ask relevant questions. So as a uveitis specialist, I'm very excited for one of the talks called Cataract Outcomes Among Patients with Uveitis by Dr. Jennifer Thorne. This is a really important question for us as uveitis specialists. You know, how are patients doing after cataract surgery? You know, especially if they have a history of uveitis, especially because we know that when patients have uveitis, it can lead to a more challenging surgery and a more complicated postoperative course. So it'll be interesting to see some of the data from this talk.
to sort of shift a bit. So Friday, November 13th is uveitis subspecialty day. And of course, that's your subspecialty. What is the importance of this day and what's going on for uveitis subspecialty day?
Yeah, so UVS Subspecialty Day is a really exciting event, especially for all our UVS specialists around the world. It's held every other year. So this year, we're fortunate to have it within the Academy programming. And typically, we discuss kind of cases, diagnosis, surgical management, medical diagnosis, things like that, regarding complicated cases or even bread and butter cases of uveitis. It's great because we have international kind of global panel of experts that lead the live discussion. So it's a very lively event and it's great to see faces of experts all around the world for the session. One of the sessions that I am looking forward to within the uveitis subspecialty today is a lecture by Dr. Gary Holland, and he'll be speaking about where uveitis will be in the next 10 years. So that'll be interesting to get some insights on how the field will be changing, you know, whether or not there'll be new diagnostics, new therapeutics, within our field.
Over the years, we've been seeing new therapies and new technologies being developed in ophthalmology, uveitis. But in terms of new technology, has there been anything that has come to your attention that is particularly exciting?
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. So, you know, as we all know, telemedicine and artificial intelligence have played large roles and are being kind of investigated, you know, in more depth within ophthalmology and within many specialties of medicine. There's several really interesting sessions here during the meeting. One that I've looking forward to is called Digital Ophthalmology, Global Perspective Post-COVID-19. So in this session, leaders in telehealth and artificial intelligence will talk about recent innovations, which can provide some solution possibly to the challenges that many ophthalmologists are facing, you know, worldwide during this pandemic. And on Sunday, there's another session titled 2020 in Focus, How Will Technology Bring Us Closer to Perfection? This is a really, really interesting symposium because it's going to look at advances within each ophthalmology subspecialty within the past 10 years, ranging from cornea, glaucoma, uveitis, et cetera. And then they'll offer predictions of what's to come the next decade. So, you know, there'll be talks, of course, about telemedicine, artificial intelligence, new therapeutics, new diagnostics as well, too. So I think this session on Sunday is going to be really, really interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
So you're also social media editor for AAO Journal. And can you just talk a bit more about that and what your role will be during this meeting and how this, yeah, what that means and how you engage with the content coming from AAO?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been fortunate to work with the Ophthalmology Journal and the Academy as one of the social media editors, along with a team of four other individuals. And, you know, we've been able to create social media content for the Ophthalmology Journal's Twitter. And for the upcoming meeting, we're going to be live tweeting some sessions, retweeting other posts as well, too, that are of interest to kind of, you know, the general audience and basically sharing as much new information as we can via social media. So I think it's going to be really exciting, especially now that, you know, we're kind of in a more virtual meeting setting. Social media will definitely have a pretty large role in disseminating information in these meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, from this past year, we've seen this greater shift towards not only social media, but other multimedia channels. I mean, for instance, I'm producing a dermatology podcast. It's not a plug, but it's just, you know, it goes to show that there are, there's this desire to consume information in other ways. And you actually, you know, in your previous appearance on Doc Talk, you talked about the use of social media for the physician and how they can use that to their advantage. I guess, you know, in light of this past year and sort of a greater shift towards a reliance on these other types of avenues for consuming information, I just wanted to sort of gauge your opinion or thoughts on the importance of multimedia content for ophthalmologists and clinicians.
Yeah, that's a great question as well, too. As ophthalmologists, you know, I think we can most of us will say that we're very visual learners. So having multimedia consumption is really important. You know, we watch a lot of surgical videos. We listen to a lot of podcasts. We listen to a lot of other people speaking about their research work at presentations. And, you know, this past year, there's been a lot more virtual presence for conferences and kind of just presentations around the world. So I think, you know, the having the use of multimedia and social media for consumption has kind of broadened our horizon and allowed us to access a lot more information as a whole. I think, you know, using Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, so many other platforms are accessible to us right now. I think it's only going to become, you know, more and more on all these platforms.
Definitely. And to sort of wrap up in a summary question, what are you most excited for in AAO? Or, you know, you can steer this question more of like, what are you most excited for in ophthalmology in general?
So as a UVS specialist, I'm definitely most excited for the UVS subspecialty day. But I think being able to chat with my colleagues during the meeting, interact with them kind of, you know, on a virtual basis is still, you know, something I look forward to. I think a lot of us can agree that at these meetings, the social aspect is something that we all look forward to. And although it's going to be a little bit different this year, you know, being able to see each other on video and live chat, I say it's something that I'm definitely looking forward to, especially on an international scale. One of the other things I'm really looking forward to is the programming by the Young Ophthalmologist Committee. They endorse many sessions and they have many panel speakers that are young ophthalmologists themselves. And these sessions provide insight into career development, use of social media, discussion on surgical techniques and management of, you know, complex cases. And I think having this resource of a community of other young ophthalmologists that are early in the practice really helps us connect people in the community around the nation, around the world. And, you know, these talks are all labeled with the young ophthalmology sign during the meeting, and they're all scheduled throughout. So I'm looking forward to these sessions as well, too.
Do you have any final thoughts you want to add about AAO, about uveitis, anything that we didn't get a chance to cover?
Sure, yeah. So I encourage all the listeners to look up the hashtag AAO2020. That's the hashtag that we'll be using on Twitter and on other various social media platforms, so you can follow all aspects of the meeting. And, you know, we're very excited to share our meeting and have some lively discussions.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Choi, for this great conversation.
Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
Of course.
Thank you, Dr. Choi. To stay up to date on all things clinical news, be sure to go to htplive.com and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And be sure to check out our AAO coverage this weekend on HTP Live. Thank you for listening to Doc Talk.